The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Thank you, Jesus. As you take your seat, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm not used to this flowing thing, so I have to try to adjust it well so that it doesn't disturb my preaching this morning. Praise the Lord. You will flow in blessings this year. I say you will flow in blessings this year. You will flow in blessings this year. Everybody will see that indeed God has visited your house. I can hear your loudest amen. Within the first 3 months of this year, things would have turned around totally for you and your family. The Bible says that the ark of God was in the house of Obed-Edom for just 3 months. Just 3 months. 3 months, and the life of a nonentity becomes the life of a celebrity. 3 months, to the extent that David the rich, David the great, said, go and retrieve the ark. Go and bring it back to me. Somebody is here this morning. Within now and March, you are singing a totally new song. I say you are singing a totally new song. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear a 2017 amen. I want to welcome you this morning to this brand new year. Brand new opportunity. Brand new levels of glory and height and testimony. And I trust the Almighty God that nobody here will return back home the same in the name of Jesus. We want to thank God for what he did last night, and we are grateful to him for everything that he's going to do this morning. I'm speaking this morning on thanksgiving for all-round success. Thanksgiving for all-round success. We thank God for the victories of 2016. Indeed, God has been has made us victorious. In 1 Corinthians 15, verse 57, 1 Corinthians 15, 57 says, thanks be to God which giveth us victory. There were many battles fought in the year 2016, and God gave you and I victory. And so we need to thank him, and thank him immensely. And one thing which we must give to God always is thanksgiving. One thing that we must always extend to God is to give him thanks. To extend our hands of thanks to him. And this year, as we go to a greater height, we must not only give him thanks, we must move to a higher height. Someone say higher height. Higher height that is called thanksgiving. What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving means a lifestyle. Someone say lifestyle. A lifestyle of consistent and continuous appreciation to God forever. That forever is very important. According to Psalms 30, verse 12. A life of continuous and consistent appreciation to God forever. Now look at that in Psalms 30, verse 12. It says, to the end that my glory may sing praise to thee and not be silent. May you not be silent this morning in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord my God, I will give thanks unto thee forever. That's thanksgiving. I have made up my mind. I have determined in my heart that whatever it will take, I will thank you forever. And I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is too good. Oh. I will worship you forever, love you forever, because this God is true. I have made up my mind. It's It's not about I have something in my purse or I have nothing in my account or something or what I have in my store to eat or not. It is about something that I've made up my mind to do. Number two, what is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving means a lifestyle of thanking God, even at the risk of your life. Thanking God and praising God, even at the risk of your life. They say, I will kill you if you praise God. You say, what are you waiting for? If you say praise God again in this office, I will sack you. Say, please don't waste time. Thanking God to the extent that you put everything at risk. Somebody will say, Pastor, is there anybody that has ever done such before that we thank God even at risk? I will show you this morning. There's a man called Daniel. In the book of Daniel chapter 6 from verse 1 to verse 28. The Bible says that there were 120 governors and people in charge of that particular nation. And Daniel was one of them, and then he found favor and God brought him into a level whereby he was at the top. Somebody say at the top. In 2014, there was this very popular thing that people were saying, my God at the top. How many of you remember? Praise the Lord. Somebody is here this morning. God is going to make you an God at the top. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. In Daniel chapter 6, the Bible says that Daniel, it pleased Darius. Darius was the king at that time. And he set over the kingdom and 120 princes which should be over the kingdom and over these three presidents of whom Daniel was the first. Daniel was number one in that nation. Now, Daniel was not looking for money. He wasn't looking for contract. He was in charge. Daniel was what we call like a prime minister in charge of a very massive nation. Even Nigeria, as big as it is, does not have 120 governors. We have only 36 governors. Am I right, sir? Now, this country had 120 governors, of which Daniel was number one governor. And the Bible says he developed enemies. Say, what? How can we get this Daniel? What can we do? That's from verse 4. Then the presidents and princes sought to find an occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none. They said, they went to check his record, he doesn't steal. They went to check, maybe he carries girlfriend, he doesn't carry girlfriend. They went to check, maybe he smokes, he doesn't smoke. They went to check if he drinks beer, he doesn't drink beer. What kind of human being is this? There must be something we can do to get this Daniel. And if you go to verse 5, they said, there's nothing we can do except on this issue of thanking God and appreciating God. That's the only way we can get him. Then said this man, we shall not find, there's nothing we can find against Daniel. Against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. You know that thanksgiving is a law. It's a law. According to Psalm 150 verse 6, let everything that has what? Breath. So it's a law. And if you read also among the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not serve any other God except me. You must not lift up your hands to any other person in adoration except me. So it's a law. There is no way we can find anything against this Daniel, except in the area of his thanking God and appreciating God. And the Bible says they planned, they did their concussion. Just for 30 days, nobody must thank God. Just for 30 days, nobody must say, God be praised. Nobody must say, Jehovah, eh? Nobody must open his mouth in adoration to God for the next 30 days. And in Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, Daniel chapter 6 verse 10, the Bible says, after Daniel had known about their intention. Can you see? This is a wonderful man. I like to be like this man. After Daniel knew, and now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, they signed it by the laws of Medes and Persians, which that law must not be changed. If the law is changed, the king himself will be killed. The law must not be changed. And he put his royal signet on that thing. For 30 days, nobody must thank any other God except calling on the king. And Daniel knew. And the Bible says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house and his windows being open, he opened the window. He must have been living in a high-rise building where people can easily see him. And then he opened the window, and his window being open in his chamber towards Jerusalem. You know, the Bible is very said chamber. You can understand what that means. In his chamber, he had a big place of worship in his house up there towards Jerusalem, and knelt upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave what? And gave thanks before his God as he did before time. And the people said, yes, we got him. We have got this man today. We have got this man. Well, I know that there must be something that this Daniel must do wrong. And they ran to the king quickly. And they said, we have got him. There is somebody. Maybe you have said, and if you read that place, I don't have more time this morning. If you read that place, the Bible says, they told the king, they said, you remember that you signed, they did not first say that it's Daniel. You know, wicked people, they have a very myopic and very stupid and wicked way of thinking. They said, you know, you signed a law that for the next 30 days, nobody must thank God. His king said, yeah, I signed that law. And I put my royal signet there. You know that law must not be changed. He said, okay, before you go on, before you say much, actually, Daniel, your boy, Daniel, your friend, is the one that is now the complete. Bible says the king was very sad. And throughout the day, the king was going to beg them, please, release this Daniel. Let us do inner caucus. Come in, you see, let us adjust it for this. They say, what they call Sam. We must, that's 120 people against one person. I don't know how many people are against you already, maybe two, maybe three. You can see that they are very small. And the Bible says, they took Daniel and threw him inside the lion's den. And they shut the place. And the king put his royal signet again to that door. That this door must not be opened by anybody. Kai. The wickedness of the wicked. But the Bible says that God shut the mouth of this thanks-living man. The lion suddenly became mugunistic mugu. Dedecious or dead. He was touching their goatee. He told one of them, open your mouth. He shook his teeth. This one, your teeth is shaking here. He removed the teeth. He went to another one. He said, what's wrong with you? I said, what's going on? You are pregnant. Who impregnated you? Somebody asking a lion. Who impregnated you? Robbie. How many babies inside you? It's a new day for somebody here today. And Daniel was having a nice time. And the king rose up early in the morning. This guy loved his. He loved Daniel. It's just that he didn't have a choice. He rose early in the morning, according to Daniel 6 verse 19. And he went there to check out the boy. The man. And Daniel was as strong as a rock. He said, oh, Daniel, are you still there? And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spoke and said to Daniel, oh, Daniel, servant. That is, anywhere you see servants, we are talking of people that worship. People that praise God. Those are servants. It's not only people that stand. Daniel was not a pastor. He was a government official. I mean, get friends. Get this. You don't have to be a pastor before you are into the realm of thanksgiving. No. It is free for all. Someone say free for all. Free for all. Servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lions? Then Daniel responded. From inside the lions there, he responded. Friends, today, when the enemies thought that you are dead, you are going to respond. When enemies thought that you are dead, you are going to respond. When enemy thought that your life is cut off, you are going to respond. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. One of our sisters here was attacked by the devil last year. And the doctor, when I went there to see her in the hospital with the husband, the doctor saw me and said, Pastor, are you the pastor of this lady? He said, ah. Say, only God could have brought this lady back. There are very few people that what happened to her happens to and she lives. Very few. The husband told me later, I said, sir, I didn't know the extent of what God did for me until we had this interaction with the doctor. Doctor said, we have packed many people that this kind of thing happened to. We pack them, we put them. You know how doctors talk? We have some of them here, great people, wonderful people. We just pack them. The devil that wants to pack your corpse this year, that same person will be buried this year. That same person is going to be buried this year. That person that wants to kill you and to destroy you, that person that wants to make you a sorry widow, this year God is going to eliminate them. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. To cut long story short, if I go straight to verse 24, then Daniel responded, and of course, verse 24, then the king commanded, and they brought the men that accused Daniel, and they cast them into the same lion's den. The same, there was no other lion that take him to another one. Maybe these lions have problem. The same lions then, the 120 of them, and their wives and children were cast inside. And let's see what happened. And their children and their wives, maybe some of them even have five wives. The lion said, I can't pay you, Lord. I can't pay you, Lord. I can't. Husband and wife. Your Bible is very simple. Children, husband, and wives. And the lion had mastery of them and broke all their bones in pieces, or ever they came at the bottom of the dead. They were killed mysteriously. Now, where am I going this morning, ladies and gentlemen? You can operate at the level that Daniel was operating if you are a thanks giver. You can dominate the devil. You can be in charge of circumstances. When I have challenges and issues come up, I know what to do. When people are running letters, I go straight for my thanksgiving. I go straight for my worship. When people are running letters, what do we do now? I say, relax. I know what to do. I know what to do. Thanksgivers become people that eventually become people that they thank God to the extent that God cannot do without them. Somebody's here today. In 2017, thanksgiving will move you to the realm of all-round success. Quickly, benefits of thanksgiving. Number one, angelic protection. Angelic protection. Angelic protection. According to 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 23, you know that story of Jehoshaphat and the three nations that came against him. Angelic protection. Those that thank God, they enjoy angelic protection. Number two, what is in thanksgiving? Increase and blessings. How many of us desire increase and blessing this year? If you desire it, come on, shout a big hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you desire increase and blessing, let me see your right hand up. And as you have signified for it, just like you have made your intention known for it, God is going to make it happen to you this year in Jesus' name. In Jeremiah 30 verse 19, Jeremiah chapter 30, Verse 19, the Lord explains to us how thanksgiving can bring you forth. Bible says, then out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, not complaining, not murmuring. Out of them shall proceed thanksgiving and the voice of them that make merry. And because of their thanksgiving, I will multiply them and they will not be few. I will glorify them and they will not be small. The days of your smallness are over. 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 Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. From today, nobody will call you small something again. I can hear your loudest amen. Number three, benefits of thanksgiving. Benefit of thanksgiving number one is angelic protection. Benefit of thanksgiving number two is increase and blessings. Number three is perfection and wholeness. According to Luke chapter. Perfection and wholeness. Now listen to me, friends. God can perfect what concerns you cheaply and easily. If only you can thank him for it. In that story of the 10 lepers, I think in Luke chapter 17 from verse 10, verse 12, thereabout, the Bible says that these guys came to meet with Jesus for healing. And the Bible says as they went to him, he said to them, go to your pastor, go to the priest, go and see him. And as they were on their way, the Bible says that their life changed. Their destiny changed. There was a sudden turnaround in their destiny. They were all healed. And the Bible says, when they saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. As they went, they were cleansed. And then all of them left, maybe to Quara Hotels, or to one of the 5-star hotels, or went to browse and said, it's a long time. I've been hearing of Facebook a long time. I've been hearing of Twitter a long time. Let me go and register and begin to chat. Only one of them had it in his thoughts to return. Please, don't be like this, please. Don't be like these 9 people who are ingrates. Who cannot think of God's faithfulness. You can think, can you imagine the number of times that you traveled last year? Can you imagine the number of times you went to the toilet last year? While we were doing prayers this morning, one of our pastors was telling us in the prayer very early this morning. He said, they want to start manufacturing a drug in our company. He said, that drug is for dialysis. For people that cannot go to toilets and have, I think, kidney issues and all. He said, that drug will cost, I think, how much? 21,000 per week. Per one. And you have to be using it. You have to be using how many per day? 3 per week. 21,000. And you will be using 3 per week. That is for somebody that is strong, like you said it. So for somebody that is not strong, like 5 upward per week. Just to wee. Today now you are wee more than 2 times or 3 times. If not because I'm preaching now, some people have gone out wee. Why do you still want to stay in the camp of the complainers? Why do you want to stay in the camp of those that cannot think of God's faithfulness? I want to believe that was for 2016. In this 2017, you will never be found among the camp of the complainers in the name of Jesus. You will never be found in the camp of the complainers again in the name of Jesus. God will perfect all that concerns you. Let me hear your loudest amen. As a husband, instead of you to be complaining about your wife's soup, just thank God so that God can give you more money. You can drop on the table, then she can give you more better food with different meats and different fish. If that is what you desire. Instead of complaining. Then you, Father, I thank you for this food. Then God will give you better money, because I don't know any woman that the husband will give quality money and she will not put quality food on the table. Women, are you in the house this morning? It is according to the supply. If the money you drop is able to provide snail, she will cook snail. There's a change of story for somebody here this morning. And as a man, there's no need for you to complain. As a woman, there's no need for you to be a complainer. Can I tell you this, women? Men hate complaining women. It's in the Bible. The Bible says it's better to stay at the rooftop of a roof and sit down in this Ramadan now, to sit down at the top of a roof and be playing there, than to stay inside the room with a contentious woman. With a complaining wife. What kind of thing is this? What money is this that you draw for me? Is this the time you should be coming home? Rubbish. Nonsense. This 2017, God is going to turn your life around. That spirit of complaining and murmuring that want to push your husband out, that spirit will be extracted by fire this morning. I said that spirit will be extracted by fire this morning. Let me hear your loudest amen. I have never seen anything that God has not done right. I have never seen anything. I said this thing, God didn't do this one right. No. Anything I don't have now is because God feels I don't need it. When I need it, he will give me. Friends, this will put you in a relaxed mood. You will not have tension. So there's no issue of hypertension. Quickly this morning, important lessons from Daniel's life. Important lessons from Daniel's life. Number one, Daniel's praise and worship was consistent. That's why we call it thanksgiving. Daniel chapter 6 verse 10. He knew of the writing of the king, and he still went ahead to thank God. And Daniel knew that the writing was signed. His praise life was consistent. Friends, for you to assess the realm of thanksgiving, your praise worship life must be consistent. You can praise God today and praise God again next week Monday. I always say this. Our people in the other faith, they pray. Is it seven times? Five times a day. Five times. Sometimes they spend 1 hour or more. Sometimes 5 minutes, sometimes more. But five times. Now, as a Christian, you want to compete in the same system, in the same business, in the same profession, and you pray five times in 5 weeks. Every Sunday morning. That's the only time you are deep into prayer. That's why things are not working. Daniel's praise was consistent. And I must believe that Daniel had a very tight schedule. So someone said, my schedule is very tight. I pray for you that the devil will not place in your hand what will not make you to be able to serve God. Amen. Number two, lesson from Daniel's life. Daniel had a public testimony of thanksgiving. Daniel chapter 4, chapter 6, verse 4 and 5. They said, there's nothing we can do to hit this Daniel except in the area of his thanking God. May God give you a public testimony. I can't hear your amen on that one. May God give you a public testimony. Not only your wife saying that you're a good man. People around your house, people around your vicinity will say, ah, this man is a good man. This woman is a good woman. That will be your testimony in Jesus' name. Not only a good man, he's a man that serves God. He's a man that serves, he used his life to serve God. I've never seen anybody that died and they say, we want to thank God because we are burying this man with 1 billion. We are burying him with 1 billion. Or we are burying him with 7 cars. I've never seen anybody that they bury with a certificate. The certificate gathered dust for life. The only thing you say, we thank God, he served God. We thank God she knew God. We thank God he knew God. We thank God this is what he did. There was a man in the Bible. The Bible says that he died. And they said, Jesus, come on. This man is sick. Come and help us. Because he built a temple for us. He built a church. That's what matters when the real life comes. May God give you understanding. I say, may God give you understanding. Number three, important lesson from Daniel's life. He was ready to take risk. He was ready to risk his exalted position and his life for God. Daniel Daniel was ready to lose his presidency for God. He said, no, take anything from me, I will not stop thanking God. Daniel was ready to lose his job. I was reading in the paper some days ago that one of the permanent secretaries or women secretaries to government, they collected 40 SUV cars from his house. 40 from his house. Not president, oh, just somebody somewhere in the government. 40. They remove him, they put somebody else there. He went away with 40 SUV. No, I'm not talking of 40 Okada ride, oh. I'm not talking of 40 Achaba, oh. 40 cars. Now, this one was a president over 120. He was ready to risk everything for God. If you really want God to risk things for you, you have to take risk continually in thanking Him. You have to take risk. You have to ensure that your life is a living testimony of God's faithfulness. Number four, what important lesson can we learn from Daniel's life? He was not thanking God because he had a need. The Bible never said that Daniel didn't have a child, or that Daniel did not have a house, or Daniel did not have a contract. The Bible never said that Daniel did not have money. In fact, he must have been a super wealthy man. The Bible never said that Daniel was praying for a baby or praying for a job. Despite that, he was still thanking God. There are some people, they cannot come to church except there is a need. That's why you must stop doing emergency appearance in church. You must stop it. Your appearance before your maker must be consistent. It must be consistent. Or you play the fool. You play the fool. You play the fool. Daniel was praising God. Daniel was in need of nothing. There was nothing. He was super blessed. Somebody say super blessed. Super blessed. Super blessed. Yet, he was super consistent in thanksgiving. Friends, I speak to somebody here this morning. New grace to be addicted to thanking God. Receive that grace this morning in the name of Jesus. And as I begin to round up this morning quickly, how do you assess this realm of thanks living? Number one, count your blessings all the time. How do you assess the realm of thanks living? Learn to count your blessings. Count your blessings, name them one by one. Count your blessings, see what God has done. Count your blessings, name them one by one. And it will surprise you what the Lord has done. When you are not a person that counts, or when you count mundane things, the only thing you can count is how many cars do I have? How many houses do I have? There's a song in Yoruba that says, a landlord, he built high house and then he died. What's that song? Eh? There's a song like that. Toja de la ye, belo wo jes. Oluwa ma sheun o, oluwa ma sheun o. Ah, oh eh o, oluwa ma sheun. Ah, oro mi ma dayo, oro mi ma dayo, eh eh. What are we saying this morning? Somebody built house with 7-story. Ikweme. Ikwench. You have not even laid foundation. You are alive. The Bible says there is hope for a tree if it be cut down. It will what? Sprout again. The Bible says, in Micah chapter 7 verse 8, if I can remember very well, it says, rejoice not over me, my enemies, for when I fall, you will rise again. And I can say this to you, this is the year that you will rise again. Rejoice not against me, all my enemies, for when I fall, I will rise again. I say to somebody here this morning, you will rise again. That your dead business will rise again. That your dead marital life will rise again. That your dead destiny will rise again. That dead financial situation will rise again. That dead situation will come back to life this morning. So shall it be in Jesus' name. How do I assess the realm of thanksgiving? Number two, don't give in to sadness or allow sadness around you. Don't, Isaiah 55 verse 12, don't give in to sadness. Don't allow sadness around you. Make up your mind. Say, no, I will not allow sadness around me. He said, for you go out with joy. Somebody say a big amen. And be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you in singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. That is, you will go every day, go out with joy. You are going now. They look at you and say, what's wrong with you? My father, the Lord Bishop Oedeko, said, when he was in those days, when he was in Ilorin here, when he's going out to walk in the morning, the neighbors will be looking at him and say, what's wrong with this man? Why is he so happy? Why is he so joyful? He will wear suit over three or four members. He will wear suit and be going out. He will look like a lawyer without chamber. And you can see how God has blessed him today and blessed the ministry. Enough of sadness around you. Don't allow, deliberately decide, I will not allow sadness today. If your wife wants to make you sad, decide not to be sad. Your husband decide to upset you deliberately, return it back with a smile. When a man attack you and you smile, he attack you and you smile. If he attack you the third time, they must check his brain. You must check his brain. Because once you attack someone and the person smiles, you first melt. You first simmer. You attack again. Except the person is a high level. Number three, how to access the realm of thanksgiving. Relate with the Holy Spirit always. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 6. Relate with the Holy Spirit always. Don't let the Holy Spirit be far away from you. Relate to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a friend to you. Relate to the Holy Spirit always. 1 Thessalonians 1 verse 6. Relate with the Holy Spirit always. And of course, number four, how do you assess the realm of thanksgiving? Pray always for the fruit of the Spirit according to Galatians chapter 5 verse 22. Pray always for the fruit of the Spirit. One of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Pray always for, Father, let the fruit of, says, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, yes, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Always pray to God, let these things be seen in my life. Make me meek. Keep me the spirit of joy. Terminate sadness in my life. You wake up in the morning, and it's as if something attacked. You slept okay, nothing. You just woke up moody. You just woke up as if you are the lion or the tribe of Judah of your house. All of you, clear from here. What is it? Relax. Relax. There are some fathers, when they enter the house, immediately the children will switch off the television and run into different directions. One will run inside the store. One will run inside the bathroom. One will run through the back door where there's generator. It's because you are exhibiting sadness. No, your family should miss you when you are not around. Your family should miss you when you are not around. If you travel and you come back and you say, did you miss me? And everybody say, we didn't miss you, Kobo. You should miss that you are a sad person. Did you miss you? Say, miss you, care. Or they said, yes. Just to satisfy you. But when they say, yeah, we miss you. You know that you emanate joy. From today, sadness will never be seen around your family. Sadness will never be seen in your office. Sadness will never be seen around your vicinity. Let me hear your loudest amen. So, number five, how do you assess the realm of thanksgiving? praise and worship God always. Ephesians chapter 5 verse 19. On your own, praise and worship God always. On your own, don't wait for church. Look at this. Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Someone say spiritual songs. I'm not talking about Eshibiribiri here. I'm talking of spiritual songs. Songs that have melody of the spirit. I'm not talking of hip-hop ray. Oh, hip-hop ray. No. I'm talking of songs that flow from the spirit. Songs that bring the presence of the Lord down. We are in your presence singing hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. We are in your presence singing hallelujah. Doing that and you are sad. When you are living your life like that, you live a thanks living. God practically goes with you everywhere. Our Father in the Lord, Daddy E. Adeboye, he carries God's presence visibly to the extent that he carries tambourine anywhere he goes. Visibly, you can see God's presence with him. Why? He's always thanking God.
Jehovah, 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 Jehovah.
Somebody say a big amen. Number six, how do you assess the realm of thanksgiving? Always set out time on your own to stay or camp with God. Always set out time on your own to camp with God. Set out time on your own. Just stay with God. Just you and God. And then you are just relating like friends. You are just talking like friends. This ministry is an offshoot of camping with God. Camping with God. Camping with God. Camping with God. And then God said, this is what to do. And of course, number seven, where I'm going to stop this morning. How do you assess the realm of thanksgiving? Be in church to praise and worship God always. 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 Don't live a wasted life. Don't live a life pursuing shadows. Church should be your second home, whereby any time you just walk into your it should be a place you visit regularly. That was what the disciples were doing. Every day they were making bread and they were always thanking God and coming together. You know, there's power in collective worship. You might not be able to worship God so long alone. But if you are with it, sometimes recently we had a vigil and we worshiped God continuously for 1 hour. What, almost 1.5 hours in this same church. There was no preaching. We just worshiped God for 1.5 hours. That tells you what we do in our closet. You know, you can't fake it. If you fake it, you can't make it. You can't come to the altar here and begin to worship for 1.5 hours when you have not worshiped for 3 hours, 4 hours in your house. It's a new day for somebody here today. New grace to be a worshiper. New grace to be a man or woman that thanks God always. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Can I tell you this? This year, cut down on your film watching. Cut down on the soap opera watching. Cut down on the Z World. Cut down on the African magic and national magic. When you are not a magician, what is it? God, I'm not saying you should not watch it, but cut it down so that you can use some of the time for worship. And of course, thanksgiving is impossible except you are born again. What does it mean to be born again? It means that you have accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, and if he comes now, before 11, now, he will take you. Otherwise, it is ultra-virus. It is null and void. It is not in place. You are saying to me this morning, Pastor, I've heard this message. I want to rededicate. It's like I want to start again with God. I'm not a bad person, but I just feel like I want to start again with God. Pray with me. All heads bowed. All eyes closed.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org.